This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of development projects worth more than 26,000 crore rupees in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Tribal Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister also laid foundation stones of various developmental programs worth 8,000 crore rupees in Telangana while dedicating it to the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has introduced PM Vishwakarma Yojana on 15th August this year, and the Yojana was formally launched on 17th of last month to support traditional craftsmen and local artisans throughout the nation. A budget of rupees 13,000 to 15,000 crore for 5 years has been allocated to the project for local craftsmen. Around 30 lakh households of artisans and craftspeople are expected to profit from the program. Under the PM Vishwakarma scheme, the artisans and craftspeople will be provided recognition through a PM Vishwakarma certificate and ID card, credit card support up to rupees 1 lakh in its first phase and rupees 2 lakh in the second phase with a concessional interest rate of 5%. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today distributed 3,500 crore rupees worth of credit assistance to the beneficiaries of Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu today. Speaking at the function, the minister said that aspirational districts are prioritized for all types of government assistance. The loans were distributed under the Credit Outreach Program. The finance minister said that the government is creating awareness and is ensuring that rural farmers and entrepreneurs become aware of the subsidy and credit loans given to small entrepreneurs and businessmen. Union Minister of State for Panchayati Raj Kapil Moreshwar Patil today called on Arunachal Pradesh Governor retired Lieutenant General K.T. Pranayak at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar. They discussed strengthening of Panchayati Raj institutions in the state through participatory local self-government. The Governor said that the state government has empowered the institute and given responsibilities to make democracy functional at the local level and driven by citizens' needs and participation. Meanwhile, the Union Minister of State assured the Governor to provide all assistance to the state government to make Panchayati Raj institutions in the state vibrant and effective. Tara Gandhi, the 94-year-old granddaughter of Mahatma Gandhi, yesterday unveiled the life-sized bronze statue of Mahatma Gandhi and inaugurated an exhibition on the life and works of Mahatma Gandhi by the National Gandhi Museum, New Delhi, at Mahatma Gandhi Center in Home Village in Zero during the Gandhi Jayanti celebration in Lower Subansiri district. On the occasion, the Pride of Zero gold medals with certificates were also awarded to 9 distinguished Apatani individuals who excelled in their chosen fields of expertise and contribution to society. The Regional Meteorological Centre Guwahati has issued both orange and yellow alert at 5 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. Kiradadi, Upper Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Dibang Valley and Lohit districts will receive thunderstorms with lightning very likely at isolated places. Further, rest of the districts is in yellow alert and will receive both thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places respectively. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences today awarded the 2023 Physics Nobel Prize to Pierre Agostini from USA, Ferenc Krauss from Germany and Anne L. Huillier from Sweden for experimental methods that generate attosecond pulses of light for the study of electron dynamics in matter. According to the Academy, the trio are being recognized for their experiments which have given humanity new tools for exploring the world of electrons inside atoms and molecules. Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday celebrated Gandhi Jayanti with Jawans of Indian Army and ITBP at Mago village, India's first village along the line of actual control in Tawang. Khandu paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi on his 154th birth anniversary. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, MP Tapir Gao and actor Randeep Huda were also present on the occasion. Later, Khandu also held a series of meetings on developmental issues in various villages nearby Mago village. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.